you've obviously had intimate contact with these, whatever they are. Do they have anything to say about what's going on our Earth right now? I mean, all the changes we're going through, the wars that we're having, if they are millions of years ahead of us, surely they've got some comment on what's going on.
You know, they have quite a lot of comments on what's going on, and you know, they've already transcended war and disease, and they have their environments in order, and being millions of years ahead of us, we could definitely learn from these beings. But what we do now is we try to shoot them down and steal the technology and back engineer it, you know, for the war industry. And it's very sad, but a lot of that's changing right now with the works of, Michael Sala and Alfred Wibré, and the United Nations is getting involved with a decade of contact, and there's all kinds of bills being written right now to start opening the door for peaceful contact.
You mentioned that we're trying to shoot them down.
Yes.
That's something that Stephen Greer has also talked extensively about. He is absolutely astounded and not at all pleased that we keep apparently shooting at these craft. Do you know how much of a history of shooting at them we have?
Pretty long history. We actually have it on film. We have a beautiful golden ship flying right over the sanctuary here, and it's moving over towards Mount Adams. And right when it gets around the corner towards Mount Adams, there is actually, looked like pulse lasers and a plasma weapon came up from the ground on the other side of the mountain at this craft. Mm-hmm. And it hit it directly, and all it did was just get a little brighter and keep going. So, mm-hmm. You know, one would think if you're going to be doing things like that, you fire everything you have at a ship and nothing happens. Maybe in the interest of national security, we should be making friends with these people.
Perhaps so. But, you know, I understand our military. I was in the military, and anything we don't understand, we're liable to take a shot at. Anything that is in our airspace that we can't account for, we can't catch, we're going to try to control. That's the nature of our military. We are a warrior kind of people.
Exactly.
And I'm afraid we might simply just make them angry. Is there any chance of that, or are they so far beyond us in terms of their evolution that they just sort of, I don't know, smile and say, gee, look, they're doing it again?
You know, we had a Paul Hillier at the Hawaii conference, which I spoke at, and I loved a lot of what he had to say, and he said, this is just crazy. This Star Wars program is actually designed to try to shoot down a lot of these ET craft and things of that nature. And, you know, he was made it very clear, you know, you have these beings, if they're interstellar or interdimensional, they have technology, you know, millions, if not billions of years ahead of us. And what are we doing trying to shoot these down? It's insane. You know, he was a former defense minister for Canada. And he made it very clear. He actually sat through my presentation and came up afterwards and shook my hand and thanked me so much for showing all the footage and the photographs and giving everybody a bigger understanding about what's going on. But
okay, photographs and video are very good, James, but if you're in intimate contact with aliens, have you yet asked for, oh God, I don't know, James, indisputable proof of some kind, something that you can lay your hands on or lay on a table and say, look, this is extraterrestrial, I received it from so-and-so, go ahead and test it?
Yeah, we haven't. The problem with, as soon as you have a piece, I think you've already figured that one out, you know, with Art's Parts, as soon as you have a piece of a craft, you're in big trouble. And
there's truth in that.
Yeah, so the more physical it becomes, the more trouble you're in, basically. So, and these beings are wise enough to know that. And, you know, we have enough hardware right now to fill a whole football field in all the back engineering and crash retrievals right now. But, you know, if we really want the evidence, all we have to do is, you know, go back to our black projects, you know.
All right. What about the same question that I've asked of Stephen Greer, and we'll get back to Stephen Greer in a moment, and that is, everybody says this, James, if they're here and if they want contact with us, I'm glad they're talking to you, James, but why not the South Lawn of the White House? Why not pop on down to those that really are in control of things and have a talk with leadership? You know, that sort
yeah.
of thing.
Well, you know, personally, I wouldn't even want to go to the south lawn of the White House. I'd rather stay up here on the mountain. And if I were them, I would stay up in their ships right now with our present leadership. You know, there's old saying, they're looking for intelligent life. And, you know, they're looking for people with pure intent and open minds and loving hearts. And
you don't think that our current leadership has that?
Well, so, missing a little integrity there, you know. It's really profit at any expense right now, and it's very sad, you know. If we took the profit out of war, we wouldn't have wars. You know, that would be the end of the story, and it's manufactured, the whole program here.
All right. Have they told you, I'm very interested in this, because obviously we have not evolved beyond war on this planet. Mm-hmm. Current situation in mind, they have evolved beyond war. Did they happen to mention to you, James, how they evolved beyond war?
Well, they found out that the technology, their spirituality and their technology rose at the same level, and that's why they're still with us here today. And parts of their cultures didn't do so well in other events, because they actually pretty much destroyed themselves. And every time your technology gets too far ahead of your spirituality, you're headed for big trouble. And their technology is so advanced, they had to figure out a way to create peace, because, you know, they could destroy whole planets and things of that nature with the technologies that they possess.
Well, I think we have arrived at about that point. It's not quite a simple matter, but certainly there are a number of nations in the world right now that perhaps combined have the ability to end life on Earth as we know it.
Oh, they do. And the interesting thing about that is they also know that all of that is going to be rendered inactive, that they're not even going to be able to use it. So, they've seen countless demonstrations of silos and installations being shut down and taken over and by these craft, and they've actually knocked a lot of their little rockets out of the sky. So,
I've talked with airmen who were in silos while contact went on, while there was some kind of craft literally over the silo here in the U.S. We had missiles disabled. In the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union, they had them actually activated, and they began to count down. They scared the hell out of us. So they related to you that all of this is true, and they have been doing that.
Yes, yes. They've given a very clear message that our technology is pretty barbaric compared to theirs. And, you know, one of the things I've noticed, there's that you don't hear much about it, but we've lost a lot of aircraft, you know, that have actually tried to fire on these ships. And, you know, as long as they flew alongside them, nothing happened. But as soon as they locked in on them and armed their weapons and hit the switch, the plane just disappeared, you know, in a big ball of flames or whatever. So, they've made it very clear. Most of the time they just take an evasive route. But they have made it very clear that, look, if you're going to start firing on us and if your intent is to kill, we will take care of the situation.